Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. It is Kingdom Advancement, and I am glad that you are joining me on this beautiful day. It is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So I give God thanks and give him praise for being able to join you on this beautiful day during this time. And God is good. I can't say enough about him. He is so good. He is awesome. He is wonderful. He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. He is an awesome God. And so I thank God that he is an awesome God, that he's a wonderful God, that he's a holy God, and that above him there is no other. There's none like him, none before him, none beside him. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good all the time. And so we give God thanks today for what he is doing and for what he has done. For no one is like God on the face of this earth. No one. Not even in the heavens, not on the earth. No one is like my God. So I want to go forth right now, and I want to pray. We're going to continue on with the series that is of true salvation. Do you really have it? Come on now. Do you really have it? I know there are many people who say, yes, I'm saved. Yes, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I go to church. I pay tithes. I give offerings. I serve in ministry. I'm a good person. I'm going to heaven. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't, you know, I'm not an adulterer. I don't lie. I don't steal. I treat people well. But do you know Yeshua, Jesus Christ? Yeshua HaMashiach, that's his name in Hebrew. Do you know Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ? That's what we call him. That's his name in English. Do you know him? Know him personally. Does God know you and know you personally and you him? Yes, he's God and he knows everything. But the meaning of know in God's meaning of know is not what we would think as, oh, yeah, I know them. I've been with them before. I met them, you know, and that's all you know about them. No, do you know? It's the intimate, and this is not perverted as the world thinks of intimacy as sexual and physical that way. This is intimacy into me, see, and I see into you. This is a non-sexual relationship, okay, because intimacy is not just about sex, contrary to popular belief. But let's go forward and ask the Lord God to come and be with us on this day during this time of this program and to minister to us in a mighty way. All right, Father, we thank you this day. We thank you because you are good God. We thank you because you are the God who gave us this day. It is the day that you have made. It is a time, Father God, that you have made like no other. And you have called us during this time to worship you, to praise you, to give you the glory, and to give you the honor. So we come right now, Father God, to give you praise and say thank you for giving us life today. Thank you for breathing your breath upon us, your ruach, that we could have life. And we can awaken, Father, this day and even be upon in listening to this program. Thank you for giving us the ability to have to hear and to speak and to walk and to talk. Thank you for the provision of our household, our families, friends that you have given to us, those resources and what we need. Father, thank you for the food that you provide, the spiritual food and the natural food. Thank you for the spiritual food you are given today because you are looking to see who on the earth is praising and worshiping you, who will do what you have called them and asked them to do. Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would come. For Jesus ascended to heaven, that Holy Spirit would come upon his disciples, us your people, and empower us so that we can live the life of abundance and live the life being redeemed, healed, delivered, and set free as you have destined through your son, Yeshua. Yeshua, we thank you. Thank you for laying down your life for us. And I pray that as people who are listening to this under the sound of my voice who do not know you, Yeshua, as their personal Lord and Savior, that your Holy Spirit, Father, would come and minister to them and convict them in their spirit, that they would know the wages of sin is death, and that you bring before them this day life and death, blessings and curses, as you said in your word, and you said to choose life. And life is choosing Yeshua and choosing you, that they have life eternal and life abundantly upon this earth, to live and be the people you have called them to be and destined them to be before the foundations of the earth were laid. And for us who are your children, who are believers, who are your disciples, who walk with you and are learning of you, and you're teaching us, Father, help us to be even more learned and teachable and continue on in your word and in your ways, and be willing and obedient spirits, and eat the good of the land, being a blessing because you have blessed us. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Transform us, change us, shape us, and mold us, Father. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. Praise the Lord. God is good, people. He is awesome. He is wonderful. There is no one like him. I thank God for you. Thank you for coming and listening to Kingdom Advancement today and being with me today. God will bless you truly. And so I want to share with you what the Lord is saying. We're continuing on with the series. And I left off last week speaking of Genesis, going to Genesis 1 and Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis 19, speaking of God's relationship with Adam. Adam had a relationship with God. And when I say Adam, I mean Adam as the husband and wife, because Eve was Adam's wife. God made Adam from the dust of the ground, and Eve from his side, he took a rib and he made a woman. She was part and is part of him. So she is fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God as well as Adam. So they're both blessed and highly favored of God. And so I want to share, continue on and share with you from the book of John. Let's go to the book of John, because we're talking about true salvation here. And let the Spirit of the Lord speak to you. I am one who moves by Holy Spirit. So whatever the Spirit of the Lord is saying and does and wants to say, I move that way. So when a shift happens, I go with the shift. And I try to stay with the shift, because God wants us as his people, as his children, who are called by his name, to honor him and move when he says move. Go when he says go. Go with the cloud. Go with God, and you will be blessed. God never said that everything would be perfectly right on the earth, because the earth is a place that is filled with darkness and wickedness. The devil is on the earth, and we have humans on the earth who are not redeemed. So there will be evil upon the earth. And so because of that, people may say, well, you know, if God is so good, and they have said, then why is he letting all of this happen? God is good. Why are we letting all of this happen? Hello? It's not so much a why is God letting all of this happen. God already has his plan. He already destined it. He already said what he was going to do, and he does not change in regards to what he says he's going to do. He is a God who puts his word above his name. He's not like human beings who will say one thing one minute and then flip the script and say something else the next, changing his mind. He's not doing that. He's not one who's a promise breaker. He doesn't give a promise and then break it. He's a covenant-keeping God. And so part of that was, if you read in Genesis, he gave us human beings authority, power, and dominion upon the earth. Us. And us meaning that we are supposed to work according to how he destined us. We are supposed to live on this earth according to how he ordained. And when we don't do that, and we decide we want to walk in our own way, and we think, oh, well, God, I don't want to do that. That's too much. I don't like that, and da-da-da-da, and whatever your hang-up is or our hang-up is, then you know what? The covering that is over us is not the covering that is supposed to be over us, because now the door has been opened up to the enemy. The enemy being the devil, because things have been set in order. There's two kingdoms. There's God's kingdom and there's the devil's kingdom. There is no in-between. There is no gray area. Either you are for God or you're not for God. That is it. That's the way it is. If you don't like it, take it up with God. That is the way it is, period. There is no other way. Yeshua is the only way to heaven. Yeshua came. Jesus came and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one, I don't care how much money you have, you could be the wealthiest person in the world. Warren Buffett, if he don't know the Lord, he's not going to heaven. Hello? He's not going. It doesn't matter how much money you have, because you can't buy your way into heaven, and you can't buy your way into hell. Well, actually, no, you can go ahead and actually think you can buy your way into hell. But the reason people go to hell is because they reject God's Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Not because they were smoking, not because they were drinking. And let me give this a sidebar. That doesn't mean that as a believer, you can smoke and drink and say, oh, I'm still going to heaven because I can smoke and drink because going to heaven is about me not, is about me just knowing Jesus. Okay? You also got to live right. You also got to live right before the Lord. You're not meant to live on this earth and know the Lord and live like a hellion and a heathen and say, oh, I know Yeshua. No, true salvation is when there is a heart change in you. You have received Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and there has been a transformation spiritually that has happened in your heart. Through one man, which was Adam, everything fell and was cursed. Through one man, all is restored. That was Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Okay? So man was born into sin, and because man was born into sin, every human that comes upon this earth is a sinner. It's not, oh, you're a sinner when you start acting bad. No, you're a sinner as soon as you're born into this world. You're alive in the belly of your mother. You are born into this world, the place where you're going to live. You come out of the womb, and you are living in this world. You were living in your mother's womb. Now you have to come out of the womb. You had to come out of the womb and live on the earth. And living on the earth, you have to know how to live in order to be able to make it and be prosperous into prosperity, meaning health and wellness and completeness and wholeness. It's not all about money, as a lot of people think, and even some pastors and churches preach. It's not about money only. Prosperity is being able to have money and material things, but it's more so about your spirit, your present being. Are you whole? Are you complete? Are you well? Do you have all sufficiency? That comes from the Creator God who created you. That is how we're supposed to function. Man is not supposed to act like he is God and be God, like many of the Romans and the Greeks and the Egyptians did, and made themselves God and had people worship them. And if you think that's not happening now, think again, because there are people that worship all kinds of things. There are people who worship their children. There's idolatry that goes on. People that worship food. These are things that you put before God, and whatever it says to do, you do. It calls your name, and you go. That's your God. That is your God. And now I'm not talking about kids who are parents or bosses, or your boss calls you and asks you a question and tells you to come here, and you say that's your God. No, that's not what I'm talking about, okay? Let's get real, and let's use some sense that we have here. It's about having a place or a person or a thing that you live, move, and breathe by. When it says jump, you jump. When it says sleep, you sleep. When it says how, when it says jump this high, you jump that high. And it's total control over you. God is not first in your life, the true and living God. It is first. Or they are first. Or the person's is first. Your marriage could be your God. Your job can be your God. Money could be your God. Drugs, sex, food. You know, doing crazy and wild things could be your God. Partying, hardying, and all that good stuff that people want to call good. And I'm saying that people want to call it good. You can party, but who you partying for and who you partying with? Because demons will party right along with you. You can have the angels of the Lord God partying with you, or you can have the demons and the devil partying with you. And they're playing for keeps. It's two totally different kingdoms, folks. I'm keeping it real. Whether you believe it or not, it's two kingdoms, God's kingdom and the devil's kingdom. And then there's the carnality of our flesh and the worldly systems and ways that are done by man contrary to what God has said. So here we are in the book of John. And in the book of John in 3:16, as I had read to you before, God said, and this is what God is saying, because the word of God was written by the hand of God. It was spoken and it was written through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I'll say instead of inspiration, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, who brings revelation from the Father, speaking to man, this is what you need to write about me. This is what you need to understand about my ways and how people are supposed to live. Man didn't just come up with this, because man can't know God unless his Holy Spirit reveals him to God and God's ways to him. God's Holy Spirit, God is a revealer and revealing one. Jehovah means revealing one, revealer. Holy Spirit is one that reveals the things of God to human beings. Human beings are not born knowing, oh, God is this and God is that and God, he does this this way and that way. No, we have to learn and understand of his ways. And it's not through human understanding. It's through the Spirit of the living God called Holy Spirit. And so in the book of John, chapter 3:16, God says, the word of God says, for God so loved the world. Now, this was written by John, his disciple. Okay, the one God loves. And some people will say, oh, well, he was conceited and he was prideful because he acted like that. Jesus was the only one that he loved. No, he had a revelation and understanding of himself that God loves me. There are people who don't believe that God loves them. There are people who are Christians that don't believe that Jesus loves them. Even those who aren't saved, who do not know the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior or God personally, he loves you. How can he love you? He loves you regardless of what you have done and who you are. It's not about who you are. See, unfortunately, there has been a lie that has been put into the earth from generation to generation that love is a feeling. Okay, it is not. Love is God. Okay, that is who love is. That is what love is. Love is God and the character of God. Okay, and what God is, that is, and we'll get into the love a little bit later, and I'll do that on another program. I've done that before, and actually you could go into the archives and check that out, the love of God. And God's love. You could go into the archives of Kingdom Advancement. But God loves us. He loves us no matter and no matter where we've been, what we've done, or who. And people will say, oh, well, it can't be like that. Why not? Why are you trying to decide how God loves you? Why are you trying to make up or figure out, well, God can love me if I did this and that? Who are you to tell God how to love you? You are the created, and he is the creator. He is the one that has made love. He is love. And so he loves us even if we're not saved, even if we're not delivered yet. And he loved us so much that he sent his son so that we could be healed, delivered, rescued, and set free from our enemies. Who's the enemy? We have physical enemies who are humans, people who want to try and harm our life or hurt us physically, mentally, financially, economically, academically. Those are enemies. Those are not your friends. Okay? Those aren't people who care about you. There are systems that have been set up in this world against people, minorities, African Americans, Latinos, people who are coming from foreign lands so that they don't prosper and succeed. Those are enemies. There are spiritual enemies that come from the devil. The devil is your enemy. He is not your friend. He will give you everything that you want and hope for and show you all you can have a good time and all of this, and it's a smokescreen. Because at the end of the day, he knows, you may not know, you're going to end up right in hell with him if you are not saved, healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Yeshua that was shed on Calvary and in seven places, who died, who was on the cross, died and was buried and rose again on the third day through the power of the living God, just for you and just for me. So if we were the only people on earth, he still would have done it, because salvation is still needed. Separation between God and man was still necessary. The persons, humans, have to be saved and rescued and redeemed and reborn of the Spirit of God. Because right now, unsaved people are spiritually dead. Sinners are spiritually dead. And that's not how God created us to be. We ought to be spiritually alive. So verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him. Who is the him? It's his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay? And it goes on down to verses 21. And I'm just going to read down to verse 21, and it mentions that, but he that does truth comes to light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Okay, that is the last verse that I was covering in John 3:1-21, you can read that. I read 16 and I read 21, but between 16 and 21, God is saying and speaking through John and letting him know that God sent his son into the world, not into this world to condemn it, but that the world would be saved through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And so he that does believe on him, Yeshua HaMashiach, is not condemned. And he who does not believe on him is already condemned, because he's not one who is believing in Jesus, being the Son of God. And so we move on to Luke 6:46, excuse me, because you must know who the Lord is. You can't come any other way. It is narrow. And it's not narrow-minded, because the word of God says narrow is the way that leads to life and few find it. Broad is the path that leads to death and destruction. Death and destruction, yes, that's what God says. Broad is the path that leads to death and destruction. You want to go to Broadway, the way of everybody else, and maybe say, well, everybody else can't be wrong. Why not? Why not? There's been so many lies put through the history books in America and around the world, and everybody believed them. And now truth is finally coming out. A lot of people believed it. The majority believed it. Okay? There were the few that did not. there is a habit that humans have, and it is to believe that because the majority is going that way, then it must be right. Because the minority has to be wrong. The majority are the ones who are the ones that are to rule and have power, and the majority are the ones that are right all the time. No, because guess what? The 1% in this world is the minority of those who are the wealthiest. And that's where the most of the wealth has gone, to the 1%. Okay? So don't believe the hype. Don't believe those who are perpetrating a fraud. Luke 6:46. It reads, we're in the word here. And why call me, and this is Jesus speaking, okay? I'm going to read from verse 45, because there are many people who will say, you know, that they are good. But hear what the Lord is saying. A good man out of good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of evil treasure of his heart brings forth which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What is Jesus saying? Your heart has some type of corruption in it. In verse 43, Jesus says, For a good tree brings not forth good fruit. Neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. Meaning, what fruit are you producing? In Hebrew, humans are like trees. We are like trees because of the way there's life. There is roots that happen. There is life that happens. There are leaves that come that provide. Trees provide shade. They provide life. They provide oxygen for the rest of those who are around it. There is a, it's not similarity, but there is a parallel of humans and trees, how we are like trees, okay? So every time there is bad fruit in somebody or coming from a tree, from a human being, that means there's something wrong in the heart. The roots also can be corrupt and wrong. Where are you rooted and grounded? Are you rooted and grounded in the kingdom of God, or are you rooted and grounded in the kingdom of darkness? What is in the root, the seeds that are planted, that brings forth the sprouts of rooting, that brings forth from the root the tree grows, and the tree grows fruit. Whatever that fruit is, it all started from the seed. It all started from the seed. And so verse 46 says, and why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? There are people who say, oh, Jesus is Lord of my life. Oh, I know Jesus is Lord and Savior. But they're not doing what he says. They're not doing what he says. It says, whosoever, in the next verse, whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show to you who he is like. He is alike. He is like a man which built his house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Jesus is representative of a rock, okay? And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. It was founded on Yeshua. But he that hears and does not hear, he is like a man without a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, the house, the man. And the ruin of that house was great. Why? Because their house was not built upon Yeshua. Okay, so we must be built upon the solid rock who is Yeshua. We must walk and be as Christians, do what the Father says do, and be his disciple. For he said, those who are my disciples do what I say do. If we love the Lord, we will obey him, he says and speaks of as we, in John 16 and 17 and 15 and 14. And if we don't obey him, then we're not loving him. Okay, so true salvation is Yeshua. True salvation is being rescued. True salvation is being healed, delivered, and set free. The one who is doing the rescuing is Yeshua HaMashiach. Remember I said rescue then deliverance is the word Asha in Hebrew. It means deliverance. It means save. It means rescue. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the deliverer. Will you believe upon Yeshua today if you do not know him as your personal Lord and Savior? The times that we are living in this earth, these are the times of the signs. Jesus spoke of signs that were going to come, and the signs and prophecies have been fulfilled. Jesus has fulfilled over 300 prophecies. The possibility of one man doing that is to the millions power. There's no way that one person could fulfill 300 prophecies unless it's supernatural. Jesus did that. He did that. He came. He was born. He died. He was buried. And everything of the details that happened about his death and that were prophesied hundreds of years before he even came, he fulfilled them. He spoke of the times of wars and rumors of wars, and men being lovers of themselves, and children not being obedient to their mothers, to their fathers, that there would be a time where Israel would become a nation. They would be in the land that he had promised. And they would not be remote, and he would bring them back from the far places of lands which he had scattered them. And they are coming and have been coming, and that all nations would rise up against them. Do you know that President Obama just told Israel that they stand alone? We were friends of Israel. Now he's telling them they stand alone. Every nation is coming against Israel. God is protecting his land because it is his land he gave to the Israelites, the Jews, to manage, and for them to be a blessing to the world. But the world is jacking up its blessing, cutting off its nose to spite its face because it's spiritually blind in the mind. And the scales are upon their eyes, and they don't see, and they can't hear and understand. But he who has an ear today, let him hear. He who has eyes to see, see and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ today that he died for you, that he died and was buried and rose again on the third day. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Come into your heart, your life, change you, transform you, and make you a new creation in him so that you can have life eternal and live life abundantly and have the power and authority upon this earth to stand against the enemy and to live life victoriously and spend time in heaven and live eternally in heaven with him and be blessed, you and your family, and you shall be saved. Well, God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you and establish you in his peace. God bless you. Bye-bye.